Lots of businesses in the U.S. aren't getting by on their own. They get federal subsidies. Farmers do, of course, but also telephone companies and rail lines like Amtrak. And now that the budget surplus is shrinking, there is pressure to cut some of these grants. In the new budget year, President Bush's budget office wants to eliminate $14 billion in subsidies, including a program that supports shipbuilding. NPR's Dinka Prakash reports on the shipbuilding subsidy.
Standing in the shipyard at Bender Shipbuilding in Mobile, Alabama, the sheer energy and purpose of the place make you believe that shipbuilding has a future here.
2 years ago, almost exactly, this was an open field full of junk and a bunch of dirt.
Now there's a giant structure where men in hard hats sand, paint, and cut sheets of steel. These are the first steps to bringing a ship into being. Patrick Cahill is manager of research and development of Bender Shipyards. He spearheaded the building of Bender's new facility.
What this has done is allowed us to get rid of subcontractors that used to supply all of our material. Now we do all that in-house. Bender right now has a reputation in the industry as leading the way technologically.
This shipyard looks more like a Korean or a Japanese shipyard now, Cahill says. Those are considered the best in the world. Bender Shipbuilding has been in the same family for three generations. Some 750 people work here. They build ships for offshore oil drilling, commercial fishing, and ferry boats. Jobs here pay an average of $14 an hour, and there's plenty of overtime. Men drive in from small towns as far away as Florida and Mississippi to work here. This new facility was built with federal help. Bender Shipbuilding borrowed $14 million to make these improvements, and the federal government guaranteed the loan. So if Bender can't make payments, taxpayers will. The government has had to bail out some shipbuilders under this program, but so far the losses haven't exceeded the premiums that shipbuilders pay. Still, the Bush administration says taxpayers shouldn't have to take this risk. It wants Congress to stop setting aside money to insure these loans. Shipbuilders say without the guarantees, they'll be hard-pressed to get long-term fixed-rate loans for building ships or improving shipyards. Here in Bender's new facility, the state-of-the-art laser press is cutting ship parts from sheets of steel.
This is a deckhouse piece right here. You can see cutouts for the windows. They've been left tabbed in.
Cahill says the laser press cuts these parts so precisely that workers don't spend a lot of time adjusting the fit when the parts are assembled into a ship.
That's it. It's down.
The process is so much smoother now, he says it's almost like putting together a plastic ship model.
The guys in the yard have a set of paper instructions, and what we provide are the model kits that they then basically glue together, but they're using welding equipment instead of glue.
In a low-margin business like shipbuilding, such efficiency is the key to profit margins and to competing with shipbuilders in other countries. Still, the Bush administration says it's not the government's job to help shipbuilders be profitable.
I suppose if the taxpayers put up enough money, we could still have a horse and buggy industry in the United States.
Mitch Daniels is the director of the Office of Management and Budget.
If there's not a sufficient market for these products, one has to ask the question whether taxpayers at large should bolster or prop up an industry that can't sell enough of its products at a margin.
He doesn't understand the program, obviously.
That's Democratic Senator John Brew. He's from Louisiana, a state with a lot of shipbuilding.
This program allows the United States shipbuilders to compete in the world market because we have to compete against Korea and the European Union, which provides direct subsidies to their shipbuilding industry. If he's content on destroying the American shipbuilding industry, I think that he does not understand the serious implications that that would cause in terms of national security and national defense.
Bender isn't building any Navy ships right now, but Bro's point is that in a crisis, Bender's equipment and skills would be needed. Daniels says the U.S. may need shipyards for national defense, but not as many as we have. It may surprise some that a Republican administration would cut subsidies to business, their traditional base of support. Daniels believes the proper role of government should be limited. Stephen Slavinsky of the libertarian Cato Institute, who also supports the cuts, offers another reason for the Bush administration's policy. Slavinsky says cutting business subsidies makes it easier to justify other budget cuts.
They need to have this notion out there that they're being fair and even-handed with all aspects of the budget. And so if you're going to be touching other programs, specifically social welfare programs, you've also got to go after the corporate welfare programs as well.
That's especially true now that the budget surplus is shrinking and Congress faces tough spending choices. Budget Director Mitch Daniels.
There will be limits to how much new spending can occur. To our way of thinking, that's a very good thing. It may force, finally, the kind of rigor and close look at corporate subsidies or other areas of spending that's been too easily overlooked in the past.
As for the shipbuilding subsidy, Daniels wants it eliminated in the fiscal year beginning in October. The House, however, has allocated $30 million for it, the same as last year. And in the Senate, John Breaux and other influential senators, including Republican leader Trent Lott of Mississippi, want three times as much. To stop that spending, the president would have to veto a large package of appropriations to which the shipbuilding subsidy will be attached. Here on Mobile Bay, that likely means they'll be building ships for years to come. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.